Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Labour MP Penny Henare says the government is brushing off the issues raised by an occupation of an island in the far north. The Department of Conservation has ordered 85-year-old Order of New Zealand recipient Matutaira Clendon to leave Moturua Island north of Matauri Bay after he returned to his birthplace in early May. He gave evidence to the Waitangi Tribunal about how central and local government agencies colluded to take the land from his whānau and says he doesn't have enough time to wait for the Ngāpui settlement to be concluded. Mr Henare says he raised the case last week during scrutiny of Tamapōtaka in his role as Minister of both Conservation and Māori Affairs.
My point to Tamapōtaka was if they crow on, and Paul Goldsmith is another who crows on about being able to settle Ngāpuhi, in order to get a full and final settlement, you've got to work on some of these more minor or smaller issues, and what's happening with Uncle Matu is one of those issues. If that isn't solved, then how can we expect that the Department of Conservation in the treaty settlement with Ngāpuhi is going to be an agency of their word?
Penny Henare. A member of the team working on a study of the health of Māori veterans from the Southeast Asia Wars of the 1960s says it's been a way for veterans to share the loads they have carried. The five-year study, Te Pārairoa a Tū Matauinga, will be presented in Whakatāne tomorrow, along with updates on the wide 2,500 military veterans claim. Malaya veteran Hemana Waka has been working with Te Whare Wānanga o Awanui Ārangi to interview veterans and whānau involved in Vietnam, Malaya and Korea. He says a common theme was the way they felt abandoned by the Crown on their return from service.
At the moment, I can assure you, there's a giant line of sleep here in Aotearoa and overseas. But when that giant awakens, that is us, the veterans, we hope to shake the foundations of the Government House and Parliament down in Wellington.
Hemana Waka. Ngāti Pāua has formally opened a new block at AUT, which was designed in collaboration with Ngāti Pāua and Ngāti Whātua artist Janine Williams. The 9,000 square metre tukutuku development will accommodate around 2,000 students and 200 staff. It is also AUT's most sustainable building yet, and on track to be the country's most effectively heated and cooled tertiary education building. Tukutuku was taken from the name of the matriarch of Ngāti Pāua, and also the lattice panels, which weaves together people, place, and shared purpose. Williams says that the narrative theme underpinning the spatial framework plan is an idea of the wakahaurua, the double-hold waka, symbolising the partnership between the mana whenua and the university. She also worked with other iwi members to create the three artworks for the building, including a large digital mural featuring kuaka. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Toodle.